This Lent, we are going to be tying our homilies together through a theme. And the title of our series this Lent is taken from the opening words of the book of Genesis, "In the beginning." This Lent, we're going to be going back to the beginning to look at some of the characters and events that mark our salvation history. We're going to consider what the stories of Adam and Eve and Abraham and Moses and the other Old Testament figures have to say about our faith today and this season of Lent. We believe that God has inspired the authors of both testaments, that he's arranged that the New Testament be hidden in the Old, and that the Old be made manifest in the New. That's why I hope you notice that the first reading at Mass is almost always taken from the Old Testament, and in some way is related to the Gospel passage for the day. So this Lent, we want to reacquaint ourselves with some of these stories of salvation history, our history, to help understand how they are fully revealed in Jesus and what they have to say for our Lenten journey. Today, we're going all the way back to the beginning, to the Garden of Eden, to Adam and Eve, who were formed out of the dust of the earth and were animated with the very life of God. God planted them in the Garden of Eden. He created a paradise for Adam and Eve and told them that they were free to eat of any of the trees in the garden. In the beginning, God gives Adam and Eve free range of the garden with that one stipulation, that they may not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You see, God created Adam and Eve with the gift of freedom, free will. They were created in his image and likeness with the ability to think and choose and reason. So they were given the garden to enjoy with the one stipulation. Because this knowledge, the knowledge of good and evil, was reserved to God. So when Adam and Eve choose to take the fruit from that tree, it was an act of humanity taking to itself what belonged to God. It was an act of making the human person the center of the universe, the sole judge of that which is good and evil. You see, as a creature, humanity should be oriented to its creator, to God. But this act of eating of the fruit of the tree of good and evil, which God had specifically said not to do, was an act of turning in on the self. Mankind turning in on itself away from God. Adam and Eve were seduced by the devil, who told them that they would be like God. But in reality, they were like God. They were made in his image and in his likeness. They were more like God than they even knew. And by this action, they damaged that. They turned us away from God and towards ourselves. The book of Genesis tells us that the consequence of this disobedience is that as soon as they ate the fruit, their eyes are opened. And they realized that they were naked. Seems sort of an odd thing to realize that. But that realization that they were naked symbolizes this turning in on the self. Previously, they had been oriented towards God, so they didn't notice themselves. And now that they have made themselves the center of everything, they notice that they have no clothes. And so they hide from God. The result of these choices in the beginning is what we call original sin. From the beginning, human nature is wounded. We are wounded by the sin of Adam and Eve. It's not our personal sin, but rather it's a corporate sin. It's the fault of our being human, and we have to deal with the ramifications of that. Original sin is why we struggle to make right choices, why we can be seduced by the temptations of the devil. It makes our internal wiring not quite right, so we have the inclination towards sin, to turn ourselves away from God. Then in today's gospel, we encounter another scene of temptation. Jesus, after his baptism, is inspired by the Spirit to go out into the desert for 40 days of prayer and fasting. And when it's over, he's tired, physically, spiritually, mentally. And that, of course, is when the devil chooses to act, to take advantage of the situation. He tempts Jesus with the same temptations that Adam and Eve were tempted. Tempted to fulfill his physical needs. Tempted to have power. Tempted to have glory. Adam and Eve were tempted to turn in on themselves, and they did. And Jesus shows us how to properly respond to these temptations. The fleeting temptations to fulfill our physical desires, the temptation to power and to glory, will ultimately not fulfill us. But when we keep that orientation where it should be, on God, we will find the fulfillment of our desires, and we will find so much more. So we ask ourselves today, at this very beginning of Lent, what does this story of Adam and Eve and the temptation of Jesus have to teach us? What's the lesson for our spiritual lives? The first, I think, is that we have to come to terms with the fact that we are indeed wounded by original sin. As human beings, the sin of Adam is passed down to us. We have our internal wiring all messed up. As St. Paul says elsewhere in his letter to the Romans, "What I do not understand, for I do not do what I want, but I do what I hate." That which is bad for us can at times seem good. We struggle to do the right thing, to make the right choices. This is a result of our being human. There's nothing we can do to get around that. But the second point for our spiritual life is explained by St. Paul so beautifully in the second reading today. In the second reading, St. Paul tells us that, yes, indeed, this sin of Adam has been passed down to us, but God has not left us subject to its power. He tells us that through that one transgression, sin has entered the world, but through Jesus, it has been overcome. And it's not as if God has sort of restored us to square one. He's given us so much more. Through the sacrament of baptism, we have the life of God alive in us, in our souls. We are closer now to God than Adam and Eve ever were because of the divine life lives within us. And so God, in his goodness, doesn't leave us subject to this original sin. He doesn't leave us subject to the temptations of the devil. He gives us the graces that we need to turn ourselves towards him, to turn away from those things that are bad, the temptations to our own glory. We have been given the grace to overcome all of those ancient temptations of the evil one. Sometimes we say, you know, the devil made me do it. Well, the devil does indeed tempt us, but we can choose not to live by that. We can choose to live by the new life of grace that is alive in our souls because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is truly the good news of this Lenten season. And this season is given to us to focus on this task, the task of turning away from ourselves and reorienting ourselves back to God. So, my friends, I would encourage you today, from the beginning, we are indeed sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, but we are also sons and daughters of God through Jesus Christ. That means we can overcome all of these ancient temptations. We can overcome the wiring that's all messed up within us. We don't have to be bound by the power of original sin. We're so much better off than Adam and Eve ever were. So let us use this Lenten season to choose to live each day as sons and daughters of God. The choice is ours. To put behind us the temptation to make me the center of my universe and to begin living in this newness of grace, which is ours through Jesus. This Lent is an opportunity not to be content with where we are, but to choose to live in the new life of grace through the new Adam, Jesus Christ.